scary and bewildering images that Jesus gives us at the beginning of today's gospel. The sun darkened, the moon is no longer giving light, and the stars fall, and the powers of heaven shaken. The world, the universe, is certainly in pain, as indicated by these images. The Lord does not deny that as reality. However, he also invites us to hope, for precisely in the moment of utter darkness, the Son of Man will come. Even now, we can perceive the signs of his coming, as he uses that image, just as the leaves that appear on the fig tree make us realize that summer is at hand. First, we have to acknowledge the pain of today. We are part of a history marked by problems, violence, suffering, and injustice. We are always waiting for a liberation from these things, and it never seems to come. Those who are most wounded, oppressed, and even crushed by these events are the poor, the weakest links in the human chain. Today is the fifth World Day of the Poor, which Pope Francis declared to always be this 33rd Sunday in ordinary time before the solemnity of Christ the King. This Day of the Poor asks us not to turn aside, not to be afraid to take a close look at the suffering of those who are most vulnerable. The gospel has much to say to them and to us who are not in that category of being poor. For the poor, the sun of their life is often darkened by loneliness. The moon of their expectations has waned, and the stars of their dreams have fallen into gloom. Indeed, their lives have been shaken. But there is always hope. Jesus says that the leaves appear when the branch becomes tender. And that is the word that makes hope come alive in the world and relieve the suffering of the poor. Tenderness. When we overcome our self-absorption and our interior rigidity, hope blossoms forth from us. God gives us always the freedom to choose to overcome the temptation to be concerned only about our own problems. God invites us to grow tender before the tragedies of our world and to share its pain. Pope Francis used the image of nature, as Jesus often did, by focusing on the tender leaves of a tree. He said, "They absorb the pollution all around them and turn it into growth and new life." We can do the same. What we need to do is imitate the leaves that daily, unnoticed, turn dirty air into clean air. Jesus wants us to be converters of goodness. People who breathe the same heavy air as everyone else, but respond to evil with good. People who act by breaking bread with the hungry, working for justice, lifting up the poor, and restoring them to dignity. Jesus said in just a few verses after the passage that I read in Mark's gospel that the poor will always be with us. And we think, or I do honestly, wouldn't it be nice to have them go away, out of sight, out of mind? But the poor, always and everywhere, bring us the good news of Jesus Christ, because they enable us to discover in new ways the true face of God our Father. They have much to teach us. They know the suffering Christ through their own sufferings, and it is necessary that we all let ourselves be evangelized by them. They help us grow in holiness, especially when we engage them face to face, one on one. We are asked to nurture tomorrow's hope by healing today's suffering. Those two things are linked. If you do not work to heal today's pain, it will be hard to have hope for the future. The hope born of the gospel has nothing to do with the passive expectation that things may be better tomorrow. Rather, we make God's promise of salvation real when we do concrete acts of loving tenderness and kindness for others.